Several years back, British food writer Nigel Slater, who, by the way, is adored in the UK and may soon be adored here, moved into a little house in London. Now, behind it, there was a scrappy piece of earth that passed for a backyard. In a moment of possible insanity, Nigel vowed that he was going to make vegetables grow there, out of the ordinary vegetables. Now, you have to know this. London soil is pure clay, so it's like planting in cement. So to make this garden, Nigel had to haul in yards of compost and manure through the house, no less. He dug and he double dug, he beat back the snails and the whiteflies, and in the end, Nigel had his garden. And now he can pull up 8 kinds of potatoes for salad. He writes about the garden and his cooking from it in the book Tender, A Cook and His Vegetable Patch. Nigel, good to have you back with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
How long have you been gardening?
When I was a little boy, I pestered my father for a little bit of garden I could call my own, and he gave me a very short strip of the backyard and said, "You can have that." And I was about 13 years old, maybe younger, and I grew carrots, which I completely forgot about, and they went to seed. And I was amazed when I dug them up and found that I could actually grow something. And you know, from that moment, I was pretty much hooked on growing at least something.
You write in the book, and I'm going to paraphrase it. You say, plant a seed, watch it grow, eat the result. And instantly you've done away with much of the baggage that comes with our modern food supply. So is this why you garden?
I think it's partly why I garden. One of the reasons is purely escape and the fact that I can be doing something that doesn't tie me to my desk, and it is a little bit of freedom. But yes, it's also to do with that thing of having a connection with my food that I feel somehow it's part of me. You see, when I put a seed in the soil and when I see it grow, I truly am amazed that I've done it, that that little green leaf has come through the soil. And I think, you know, wow, I've done that. And as the plant grows, I do develop, I suppose, I want to say a fondness, but I develop a sort of nurturing quality to it. And I try to protect it from things like slugs and snails and from the foxes that come into my garden and roll about and things and crush them. And I know this sounds a little bit crazy, but when I've picked something that I've grown and I eat it, I truly think it tastes better than if I've bought it from a store.
Well, I think just the aliveness of it, if nothing else, other than what you've done, you know, in terms of your own hands, it's right from the earth.
It's from the earth. It's from my earth, which I feel I've invested quite a bit in my earth because I've looked after it. I've weeded it. I've dug in compost and fertilizer a little bit. So I've got some investment in there, which is the joy of the physical thing of gardening, but also that thing of feeling that somehow, you know, this is mine and I can do it. It is an empowering thing, growing something.
Well, you've written this book by chapters on vegetables. Now, there is a vegetable I am particularly challenged by, and that is eggplant.
Eggplant, which we know over here as aubergine, is something that I would never have considered growing a few years ago. As our climate has got a little bit warmer recently, we're getting longer and hotter summers. So things that take a while to ripen, like eggplant, are starting to work here now. And it's one of those seeds that is very capricious. Sometimes it will germinate and sometimes it won't. It's that thing of luck, really. So I put my seeds into quite warm soil and I just keep it as warm as I can. Now, sometimes that means in the airing cupboard amongst all the laundry, and other times it just means on the windowsill. But as soon as it starts to form, the leaves start to form, then I really keep it out of a draft. I make sure the temperature's fairly regular. And I like the fact that I'm having to put a bit of effort into it, not like potatoes or carrots, which I can just put in and they kind of happen. It's something I've really got to think about. And then, of course, when it's old enough to put into quite a large pot, I find the warmest, sunniest place I can in the garden. And they actually do. They survive. Occasionally they thrive. And they're worth it not just for the eggplant, but for the beautiful purple flowers as well.
How do you work with eggplant in the kitchen?
Well, the joy for me of eggplant is the fact that it soaks up flavours like a sponge. It really is like a vegetable sponge. And I always use good oil, really flavoursome, fruity olive oil, because I know that that oil is going to become part of the eggplant.
Mm-hmm.
It actually becomes part of the texture of it. So you get this silkiness. And very often, I will either fry it or I will griddle it. When I griddle or broil a slice of eggplant, I do it fairly dry and then I dress it afterwards, either with olive oil that I've put a few herbs in or some lemon, or maybe I put a few sort of frizzled onions and some pine nuts and maybe some raisins or sultanas with it to give it a slightly Middle Eastern flavour. It can go whichever way you want to push it. You know, you can make it spicy, you can put herbs with it. It's entirely up to you.
Is there a variety of eggplant that you prefer?
I was brought up with the big purple, black, shiny eggplants. And I could never understand why it was called the eggplant in America. And then I started to shop in Middle Eastern shops and at farmers markets here in London. And of course, they have the beautiful little ivory eggplant that really does look like an egg. And it was so beautiful and suddenly all was explained. And I thought, well, of course, that's why, that's where it came from. And I think my favourite is the one that is, it's white, but it's just brushed with a little bit of lilac, a little bit of purple, and it almost looks like it's been put on with a paintbrush.
Nigel, thanks so much for talking with us.
No, thank you very much.
Nigel Slater is author of Tender, A Cook and His Vegetable Patch, and Ripe, A Cook in the Orchard. Now, be sure to try Nigel's recipe for grilled eggplant with creamed feta. It's made for weeknights. Find it at splendidtable.org.